Get your Bible and open up first to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And I want to make sure that you're all there before we read this. John chapter 6. I'm watching and listening as the pages turn. Okay, it looks like just about everybody's there. John 6, and look at what Jesus said in verse 38. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now turn to chapter 9 and look at verse 4. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And then turn over to chapter 12, verse 49. Jesus says, For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Okay. Now, based on what we see here in Scripture, based on the testimony of Jesus, he has said that I came to do the Father's will, and I came to work the Father's works. And then he also said, what I speak is what the Father has given to me. Therefore, based on Jesus' testimony, we can assume that whatever we might find in Scripture that Jesus did, it was the will and the works of the Father. And we can also conclude that whatever Jesus said lined up with the will of the Father, and especially in the area of what Jesus taught, his teachings were teachings that the Father had given him. And then he turned around and gave to the people. So, if we go through and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we chronicle the life of Jesus, we can be assured of knowing that what we read is what the Father would have done and would have said if he had been here. Correct? That's correct. So, when Jesus did something, it means the Father would have done it if the Father had been here. When Jesus said something, it means the Father would have said it if the Father had been here. Jesus was the representative of the Father. Remember when he was talking to Philip, and he said, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because Philip had said, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Anybody here ever been sufficeth? Philip said, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said, Philip, I've been with you all this time, and you haven't caught on yet. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, that was a hard thing for them to grasp, but it was a literal reality. You didn't see the Father in the flesh, you saw the Son in the flesh. And Jesus said, I do His will, His works, and I speak His words. Now, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 8. We're going to look at a couple of examples here. Matthew chapter 8. Just begin in verse 1. When he, Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Or another way to put this is, Lord, if it is your will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, or yes, it is my will. Be thou clean. What's that next statement? And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. So, Jesus said, I'm doing the will and the works of the Father, and I speak the words of the Father. This man comes to him, and he says, Jesus, if it is your will, you can cleanse me, you can heal me. And Jesus said, yes, it is my will. What could Jesus also have said? It is the Father's will. Because if Jesus was only doing the will of the Father, then when Jesus said, it's my will or I will, he was saying, it's the will of the Father. So then, his next statement to this man was, stay thou sick. No, it says, be thou clean, be cleansed, be healed, be thou healed. And immediately, this man was healed of leprosy. So what can we conclude then in this particular story? Well, based on what we read in John, we can conclude that it was the will of the Father for this man to be healed. And it was the words of the Father for Jesus to say, be healed. Okay? Because Jesus spoke what the Father would want him to speak. And the result was what? The will of the Father was accomplished. Correct? Okay, let's look at another place. Mark chapter 9. There's so many different illustrations here we could use and look at. In Mark chapter 9, look in verse 14. It says, and when he, Jesus, came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake unto thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And if you look down in verse 25, when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. Now there are a couple of other accounts of this story, but we're all familiar with it. So here's the scenario. This man wants his son healed. And he was trying to get to Jesus. But Jesus was up on the mountain with Peter, James, and John praying. So he's talking to the remaining disciples and he says, look guys, you know, my son, he's got a devil, he's sick, he's messed up, he needs help. You know, can you help him? And so they're doing the best they can to no avail. Well, here comes Jesus and he says, well, what's going on? And the man said, I brought my son. You know, he's got this devil, he's oppressed, he's sick. And your disciples tried, but you know, they couldn't get anything done. I mean, Jesus, you know, can you do anything? And Jesus addresses this devil that was manifesting itself in this man, in his body, as a disease, and as what some people might call epileptic seizures. But nevertheless, Jesus addressed this spirit, and he says, you deaf, dumb, you foul, evil, wicked devil. You know, come out of him, depart, go, leave, and don't you come back. And the thing left, and the boy was healed. Okay, now, based on what we saw and read over in John, was this the will of the Father for this devil to be cast out? It was the will of the Father. Were the works of the Father accomplished? The devil cast out. Were the words of the Father spoken? Come out, go away. Yes, they were. So then, we can conclude that this is another example of Jesus doing the will and the works of the Father and speaking the words of the Father. And when he spoke the words of the Father, when he spoke the will of the Father, then the desires of the Father came to pass. And in these cases, you know, right then. But until Jesus spoke the words of the Father, the will of the Father, and the works of the Father were not accomplished. Do you see the connection in this? Until Jesus spoke, come out, don't come back. Until Jesus spoke, be cleansed. Until Jesus said, be healed. Until Jesus said, be delivered. I mean, over and over again in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Until Jesus said it, it didn't happen. You see what I'm saying? In these examples now. Until Jesus said it, it didn't happen. Now, with this being true, look at this from another angle. The Father is in heaven. He wants His will accomplished on earth. So He sends His Son down here to work His works, do His will, and speak His words. And the Father in heaven is watching this. So Jesus, He comes down from heaven and He encounters a man with a sickness. Well, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we could describe the scenario like this. Father, what is your will for this man who is sick? And the Father would say, well, son, my will is for that man to be healed. Father, what would your works be in the life of this man? Well, son, my work would be to do whatever would be necessary to get that man healed. Father, what do you want me to say to this man so that your will may be accomplished through your works and he would be healed? Son, what I want you to do is just simply say, be healed. Okay, Father, I'll do that. Mr. Sick Man, who's about to not be sick any longer, be healed. And the man was healed. And depending upon the particular story that you read, that scenario was played over and over. Now, it didn't take that long. You understand? It didn't take that long. It would be essentially like this. Jesus spends time in prayer up the mountain or wherever he was. And the Father is telling him, son, when you come in contact with some sick people, some leprous people outside Samaria, some blind people outside Jericho, when you come in contact with a lame man at the pool of Bethesda, when you come in contact with a man with a withered hand in the church service, or you know whatever it would be, my will is for them to be healed or for the devils to be cast out. My works would be whatever it's going to take for this to happen. And my words are, you say this in that situation and that person, or you just, you know, speak my will for that situation to change. And so Jesus goes about doing the will of the Father. With that all being true, is it possible that the same principle could hold true for us? Didn't Jesus say, the works that I do, you shall do also? Whose works was he doing? The Father's works. Therefore, the works that I do, the works of the Father, you shall do also. So we have been commissioned to pick up where Jesus left off and do the works and the will and speak the words of the Father. We're supposed to be doing this. So therefore, when we come across a situation that needs to be changed, we need to know what is the will of the Father concerning this right here. What are the works of the Father concerning this right here? And what are the words the Father wants me to speak concerning this? Well, we can find the answer to those and many other questions if we simply look in the Bible. Because God has given to us His will. We call it essentially the Bible. He has given to us His will. He has spoken to man and said, write down what's going to be called Bible. Contained in what you write will be certain declarations, certain statements that are relative to my will for you. So when it comes to things like healing, we know it's the Father's will for us to be healed. It is not His will for us to remain sick or afflicted in any way, shape, or form. These bodies are supposed to function right. And the reason they're supposed to function right is because that's the way God designed them. He did not design our bodies to be afflicted. That's a result of what Adam did. Well, He's made provision for us to walk in health while we're here on this earth. Now, we know that these bodies are in a constant state of degeneration. That's a result of what happened when the sin nature touched the natural things that God had created. But nevertheless, until the time comes that these bodies just lay down, close their eyes, and we climb out and go on to heaven, they are supposed to function correctly, as best as possible. God has made provision for us when it comes to healing. God has made provision for us when it comes to everything. When we get in His Word, we can find out what His will, works, and words are concerning really everything about our lives and our ministry. This is why when we speak the Word of God, we are speaking His will. You can go to the Bible and you can look things up and you can find out what the will of the Father is. When you find out what the will of the Father is, you make it your will. And because those are His words already recorded in Scripture, you make those words, His words, your words. You see what I'm saying? So you know, when you're speaking what you read in the Bible, you're speaking the will of the Father. And we should expect all of it to come to pass. We should expect it to come to pass. Our words, maybe, maybe not, come to pass. His words, yes, come to pass. Always. We should live in a constant expectation that when we speak the will of the Father, the will of the Father is going to come to pass. When I take a look in Scripture, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I don't get the impression that Jesus had any doubt about the will of the Father being accomplished. And when I look in Scripture, I don't see that Jesus struggled with the concept that speaking the will and the words of the Father would bring about results. But have you noticed that in the body of Christ, there seems to be conflict about that? People who confess the Word are, in some circles, actually criticized. Now, when you think about criticizing somebody simply because they're speaking what God has already spoken, that really makes no sense, does it? In fact, we should desire to speak what the Father speaks, what the Father has given, what the Father has spoken, what the Father has written. We should desire to speak that. Because if we see that it happened or came to pass in the life of Jesus, we should expect that it should come to pass in our lives as well. Now tonight, as you know, Elaine is going to be with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have any expectations whatsoever that good things will happen during these services?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, you don't necessarily have to respond, but what are your expectations? Okay, you do have to respond. Just say a something. What is an expectation that you have?
Somebody will get healed.
Somebody will get healed. What else?
Salvation.
Preaching the Word. What else? Praise and worship. What else? Filled with the Holy Spirit. What else?
Deliverance.
Anything else? Okay, let's just go with those. Now, if those are expectations that you have, why do you have them? Why do you have those expectations? Because we know that Elaine moves in the power of God. Okay? That is a good answer. However, should we not have these expectations because that's what God said in His Word?
Yes. Glory to God.
Regardless of what we've seen happen in the life of a minister, should we not have these expectations because these are things we've seen in the Word? See? Now, we see it in the Word, we see it in Elaine's ministry, and in the ministry of others as well. But, here's where some people can mess up. I believe these things can happen because I've seen it in the ministry of brother or sister preacher. That's all well and good, but you should have the exact same expectation when brother and sister preacher aren't around. Because it's God's Word. And it's His will.
Amen.
And this is the difference.
Yep.
When people come into a service, see, this is one of the reasons why a lot of things happen in Elaine's services. It's because people come with an expectation it's going to happen. When people go to Tulsa, one of the reasons that things happen is because people come in with an expectation that things are going... In other words, their faith is in the power of God being demonstrated. They believe it's going to happen. When people come to a church service and their expectations are not up there, their expectations are lower, then it should not be as big a surprise that things don't happen as much as what they could. It's because people are not looking so much to the Word as they are to the person. And that's where people miss it in the body of Christ. And that's one reason why so many Christians are just playing goofy. I mean excessively goofy. They run from one camp meeting to the other wherever preacher power is going to be. Your sister anointing is going to preach. Because we want to be where the glory is. As though God is a respecter of persons. And He shows up at the camp meeting, but not in the local church. Well, now, a lot can affect that. If the preacher doesn't have the expectation or the belief system, then that's going to affect it as well, okay? But we're eliminating right now, for this, we're eliminating those preachers. They don't count right now. We're talking about the ministers who have the same belief system as an Elaine, as a Dave, as a Benny Hinn, or as a whoever. You see what I'm saying? When people come together with an expectation, it's as though the faith is being collectively released and it helps for things to happen. The story of Jesus going to His hometown. You know, those people did not believe it could happen through Jesus. They believed it could happen, but not through Jesus. You say, well, how did they believe it could happen? Because they were Jews and they had the testimony of the Old Testament of Elijah and Elisha and Moses and all the others through which or by which and around which, around whom great miraculous things happened. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't that they doubted that it could happen. They just didn't believe it could happen through Jesus. And the only people that got healed were a few sick people who believed that it could happen through Jesus. Likewise, when we come together, it shouldn't be a matter of we believe because Elaine is coming, or we believe because this one is coming. No matter what church a person belongs to, it should be we believe because God said it.
Amen.
Because God said it. And the preacher that's coming in is living according to what God has said. So therefore, our expectation is now not just when the preacher comes in. Our expectation is when we come together. Because God said it. Therefore, when we speak the Word of God and the will of God, we should have an expectation it's going to happen. You know, we've had... What's interesting is that a lot of the things that have happened here have not happened in spectacular fashion. We do have documented records of people who have been prayed for in this, who are part of this church, or who have stood in for someone who physically doesn't attend this church on a regular basis, and we have prayed for them. And we have seen eye problems healed. There are testimonies of back things like something wrong in the spine or whatever healed. Of people with feet problems healed. People with ear problems healed. People being completely and totally delivered from cancer when the doctor's report just days beforehand said they had cancer. These on and on and on. Somebody here not long ago, we prayed for them and an aneurysm disappeared in their body. It was there. It was on the x-rays, but it disappeared. We prayed for people that had problems with their heart. They go back, more tests. Heart, there's nothing wrong. So when I say that these things have happened here, but they haven't happened in the spectacular, what I mean is we haven't had emotionally charged prayer lines where these things have happened like that. Now, I'm not against emotionally charged prayer lines. Don't misunderstand me. But what happens is, when we see prayer lines of that nature, then we have a tendency to put more faith in what happens through that person than we do other people. Now, don't misunderstand that I'm standing up here and giving you a sob story. Nobody believes in me. I'm not. What I'm saying is, God's Word is God's Word, and it doesn't matter who's the preacher, it doesn't matter who's standing up delivering it, God's Word is God's Word. And our expectation needs to be based upon what God's Word has said. And Jesus went about speaking the words and the will of the Father, and when He did, things happened. He got the God results. So when we speak God's Word, we should expect God's will and God's Word to be a manifestation, because we're here representing the Father and Jesus in the way that Jesus was here representing the Father. We have been handed the torch. We are the generation that is alive on this planet right now, and we're supposed to be doing these same things. We should believe that when we speak the will of the Father, it's going to happen. And the one thing that hinders it is unbelief. We have a lot of head belief, but not a whole lot of heart belief. Jesus had both. He had the head and He had the heart. And He spoke. And He got results. Tonight, the rest of this service, we're going to speak God's Word. We're going to confess God's Word, not only over this ministry, but over the services for the next 3 nights. And we're going to believe that whatever happens is because we have spoken the will of God into these services. And we thank God for bringing Elaine. She speaks God's Word over her services when she goes in. We're going to help her out. So you can remain seated. And we're not going to read the actual verses themselves, but we're just going to read the confessions that have come about from these verses. Everybody take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Father, it is not Your will that any perish, but that everyone come to repentance and accept Jesus as Savior. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I call Grace Christian Center and the Miami Valley in revival and filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Father, send laborers into the harvest field of the lives of the people. People are coming in from the north, south, east, and west. They are being redeemed from the hand of the enemy and are sitting down in the kingdom of God. Lost, come in and be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. Backsliders, come in and be restored in fellowship with Jesus and be filled with the Holy Spirit. All who are sick, afflicted, and maimed, come in and receive Your healing, restoration, and be made whole. All who are oppressed or possessed by demonic powers, come in and be delivered. Every week, more and more people are coming in. No matter where they are or where they live or what church they currently attend, the ones who the Father wants here are coming in and nothing hinders them. The children of My family and this church shall not be the prey of or taken captive by the enemy or give in to any of his temptations to sin. I call them born again, filled with the Holy Spirit and on fire for God. They are His children and they call Him their God. Their heart is tender toward Him, and they serve, fear, and respect Him forever, and train their children to do the same. They hunger and thirst after righteousness, and the cry of their heart is, "Come with us and go deeper into God. Let us never forget that He is our Father and we are His children. I know Your grace, Lord Jesus, that though You were rich, yet for my sake You became poor, that I, through Your poverty, might be rich. God makes all grace abound toward me, and I always have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. God supplies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The people of this church are a prosperous and giving people. They are all obedient to the Lord and give what they are supposed to give. They do not hold back. Exceeding abundance comes in every week. Grace Ministries has all the lands, buildings, furnishing, equipment, supplies, and finances necessary to fulfill the works and the will of the Father. God is sending in every willing, skillful worker for every area of ministry in this church. The people of this church are praisers and they are worshipers. They praise and worship God in song, on instruments, in dance, and with uplifted hands. They are not shy, self-conscious, or hindered by pride and religious traditions. They sing in the Spirit and with the understanding. We worship the Lord as one. His glory fills this place like a cloud. The people of this church are praying people. They redeem their time and use it wisely. They spend time in fellowship with God, praying in the Spirit and with the understanding. They are edified and built up on their most holy faith. The people of this church are fasting people. They fast and tear down strongholds of the flesh. The people of this church are word people. They meditate in God's word day and night and live by every word that comes from God. The people of this church are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. They are clothed in the whole armor of God and wage victorious warfare against the enemy. Every principality, power, ruler of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, tradition of man, imagination, and high thing that would try to hinder any of these things happening or exalt itself against the knowledge of God is cast down, brought into captivity, and defeated. Nothing shall stand in the way of the works and the will of the Father being completed. Angels, you are dispatched and empowered to go forth and create atmospheres conducive for all of these things to happen. Father, your word has gone forth, and it will not return void. It will accomplish your will and prosper as it has been sent. Please add your anointing and power to these things. Father, we lift up the coming services with Elaine Homer. May what we have spoken tonight happen in even those services. We say that the lost will come in and get born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. We say backsliders will choose to come back to Jesus. We say that anyone with any kind of physical affliction will be healed. Any who are possessed or oppressed by demonic powers will be delivered. Father, we say that all the people you want to attend the services with Elaine will be here. Nothing will stop them. We say that anyone who comes for these services, where it is your will for them to make Grace Christian Center their home church, will choose to stay. May the hearts of all who attend be sensitive to your voice, Father. We say that everyone will give in the offerings the way you want them to give. May thousands of dollars come in to bless Elaine Homer Ministries and pay the way for her to continue preaching the gospel across the world. Father, may there be a fresh anointing released in Elaine for these services. May your power be demonstrated through her in signs, wonders, healings, and miracles. May the gifts of the Spirit flow freely through her. Even now, Holy Spirit, we say you are free to create in this building an atmosphere conducive for the Father's will to be accomplished. Create an anointed atmosphere of holiness, repentance, love, mercy, grace, healing, worship, power, miracles, and the presence of God. May the people who attend these services be changed for eternity. Father, may Jesus be glorified and you glorified in Him as these things are accomplished and fulfilled. In Jesus' name, by faith, we call all of these things a completed work. Jesus is Lord over the Miami Valley. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus! 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 Glory! Glory to you, Father! Praise your name, Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Glory to you, Lord! Glory to you, Jesus! Praise you, Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! We give you glory! We give you honor, Jesus! We worship you, Jesus! We bless your name, Lord! We bless you, Jesus! Praise you, Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Lord! Glory and honor to you, Jesus! Bless your name, Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Bless you, Lord! Bless you, Jesus! We worship you! We honor you, Lord Jesus! We give you the glory! We call these things done, Lord! We call them done, Lord! We call them done, Father! We call your will done, Father! We call your works done, Father! We call your word spoken, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Glory to you, Lord. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Glory. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Bless your name. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Father, for your mercy. It endures forever. It endures forever, Father. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. I worship you. I glorify you, Jesus. I glorify your Father. Your will, your works, Father. It's done. It's done, Father. It's done in Jesus' name. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. You get the glory. You get the honor, Jesus. You get the praise and the worship. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor to you. Glory and honor to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Could you just sense an excitement in the Spirit when we were doing that? When we were speaking that? When we were confessing? That's because the Father wants us to do this. He wants us to speak His Word and speak His will. You notice until the will and the words and the works of the Father were administered, those people there in the New Testament, they were still sick. You see what I'm saying? They were still sick. There's a bunch of lost people out there. They were lost until we started interceding on their behalf and speaking the Word of God. Now, I know they have the right to make whatever choice they want to make, but we've done some tearing down of strongholds tonight. We've come against the powers of the enemy tonight. And there are some lost people out there right now. They're going to get born again because of what we said. They're going to get born again because of what we've done here tonight. And there are some people out there that are, they just strayed from their relationship with Jesus. They're not in church. Maybe they're even running the bars or whatever. They're coming back. They're coming back because of what we've done here tonight. There are people out there that are sick and diseased, and their bodies are afflicted, but they're going to be healed. And they're going to be set free. And there are people out there right now that they're so oppressed by the devil, they don't know which way to turn. They're going to be delivered, and they're going to be set free. We have spoken the Word of God. It's going to happen. There are people out there right now. They're coming to this church. This is going to be their church home because it's the will of the Father for them to be here, and we have done warfare on their behalf. They don't know where they're supposed to be, or they'd be here. But we've done warfare on their behalf. We have spoken the will of God, and there is no confusion in God's will. And so we have dispelled clouds of confusion in their life. And they're coming here. They're going to be here. And you're probably going to meet some of them this coming week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. You're probably going to be meeting a whole bunch of them. They're going to be here. This is where God wants them. We've just spoken that the ones that the Father wants here, they're going to be here. They're going to choose to stay here. They're coming in. They're coming in. We've got singers coming in. We've got musicians coming in. We've got teachers coming in. We've got preachers coming in. We've got skilled workers coming in. We've got people coming in, folks. Listen, they're coming in. We spoke it. It's the will of the Father. We spoke it. It's going to happen. We've got a room here now. It's going to be saturated with the anointing of God. And it won't matter if anybody's in it or not in it. We said, Holy Spirit, you are free to move about and create an atmosphere conducive for these things to happen. He is working right this minute to create that atmosphere. It may be a room with carpet and wood and all this other, but it is a room with a carpet and the wood and whatever else. The presence of God is going to rest in this place. And when people come in, they're going to sense it. It's going to happen. Lives are going to be changed because we've spoken the Word of God. Now, can you imagine? Can you just begin? Let your imagination just take off on a 100-yard sprint right about now and begin to think about what it could be like around here if this kind of thing were going on a consistent basis. Continually speaking confessions just like this. What in the world would we begin to see take place? We've confessed before and we've seen results. The results will increase when the confessions are increased. Share.
The thought just came to me. I'm sure that the ladies that went to the Joyce Meyer thing last spring are going to remember Joyce saying this. Joyce Meyer didn't always have a ministry huge like what she has right now. Her ministry started in her home, and she had offices in her basement. But she said that she had people who worked for her and her secretaries who confessed the Word of God over her ministry, confessed it to be an international ministry, a ministry that would reach people all over the world. And her people did the exact same thing that we did here tonight. And look what it has produced in her. Yes, she had to be the willing vessel. But I'm telling you, don't ever estimate the power of speaking. You know, Jesus said, you'll have what you say if you believe it in your heart when you confess it with your mouth. You can have it. You can have it. Hallelujah. And it's His will for people to come in and to be ministered to and to be healed and delivered. But Joyce said it that day herself. She said, when this ministry was just a little bit of nothing, we had people speaking and confessing that it was going to be an international ministry and that it would grow. And she has a humongous ministry, multi-million dollar ministry, because she's faithful and because of what was spoken forth. It's prophetic. You know you're prophesying when you do this. You are prophesying what's going to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Remember the story. Who was it, Elijah? God said, speak to the bones. And as he spoke to the bones, God told him what to say, and he said it. And the bones eventually came back to life. Were joined back together, flesh and all this other. I mean, and they came back. He speak life to these bones. Praise God. We were speaking life tonight. God's Word is life, and we were speaking life tonight. The power of what we did tonight, we don't know how powerful this is when we come together like this and speak the Word of God. And I praise God for the ladies that are doing this on Monday night. And I shared before how that, you know, If God's dealing with you about coming here and doing this, and I don't mean just on a haphazard basis. I mean, it's happening now on Monday nights. What if we started doing it on Tuesday nights? Or Tuesday mornings, 10 o'clock. Somebody said, I'm going to come and I'm going to lead in confessions and worship or whatever. I don't know. But can you begin to imagine what is going to happen in the realm of the Spirit? It's not just about what I say when I'm up here. What I do is teach, and then we're supposed to apply what's taught. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As we begin applying this, guys, I am telling you, some incredible things are going to happen. Yeah, we'll make the devil mad, but whoopee, we've got the Word on our side.
Amen.
And we can deal with him through the power of the Word. We're going to see powerful things happen Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. We're going to. We're going to see people's lives change permanently Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. And if we continue doing things like this, we're going to begin to see more. You've got people that you've been praying about, family members, friends, whatever. Change is going to happen. And there will be an atmosphere released in this place because of the continual releasing of God's Word and His will. When people come in here, the day will come when they walk in the building where the atmosphere has been created, they will be changed before even the service starts. They will be renewed, healed, delivered, set free, even before the service starts. And the reason is because of the presence of Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We have spoken the will of the Father. And now we should expect to see it happen. And if you notice, Jesus went about speaking the words of the Father. We go about speaking the words of the Father, the will of the Father. His will is going to be accomplished. Hallelujah. His word can't fail. It can't fail. Praise God. Are you changed? Yes, Brother Martin, I am changed. Okay, then stand up.